Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Now, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year? Can you share your opinion?
91.
1991. And thank you very much for taking the time to help. It means a lot to us. Now, sir, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? A high school graduate, college or college, but not a degree? Bachelor's degree? Thank you.
Bachelor's.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your race a white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native,
white.
Asian? White Caucasian. Thank you, sir. Moving on.
White.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Are you registered to vote? Okay.
Yes.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Almost certain to vote.
Okay, and how motivated are you, sir, to vote in the November 2024 election? On the scale of 0 to 10. And 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 0 and 10 means you're extremely motivated. One number.
8.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that you both have to create change in your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel you both have on the scale of 0 to 10? 0 means not power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
3.
Great. Okay. Thank you, sir. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. I'm going to read a few. Criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, jobs in the economy, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, Israel-Palestine conflict, the cost of living and inflation, health care, immigration, abortion, crime and violence, racism and discrimination. If you have to pick 2 of them, I know they're all important, but for the sake of the research.
Yeah. Voting rights and healthcare.
Healthcare. Thank you. You're moving right along. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people on the, using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means you feel neither. It's neutral. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10, depends how you feel. If you don't recognize the name, you let me know. How about Republicans in Congress from
sure.
0 to 10? What number?
0.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 10. How warm and favorable you feel? You feel, sorry.
2.
And Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
0.
And Democrats in Congress? What number?
3.
Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries? Recognize the name?
I recognize the name, not well enough to...
To give an opinion?
To give a number, yeah.
Okay. We can move right along, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or
Wait,
an independent
candidate?
Is he
the other senator from Pennsylvania?
See, I'm required to read... yeah, Jeffrey, Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, you can't tell me?
No, I'm required to read verbatim,
okay.
And I can, and that's all I have. In order not to influence your opinion, you know?
Okay.
So we can remain neutral.
Understandable.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or an independent candidate? Or are you undecided? If you have to select.
I
yes,
would
sir.
Vote for Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, if you have to choose, from who would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? If those was the only two candidates, Joe Biden again.
Yeah, Biden.
Okay, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote for Congress?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. And so would you say your life was better under the President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents? How do you feel?
Better under Biden.
Better under Biden. Okay. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or will make no difference one way or the other? The first trait or priority is wants to build black wealth. Will you be much more likely to support a candidate for Congress? Someone more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
And is too woke, will that will be your support much more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
Sorry, what was the first part?
Is that candidate, if the candidate for Congress, his trait or priority, it is that he's too woke, W-O-K-E, too woke. Will that make much more likely for you to support him for Congress? Someone more, someone less, much less, or it makes no difference?
What group are you with again?
It's too woke. You know the new culture? We call it wokeism.
Yeah, I understand the question. What group are you with again?
I'm with Metro Research. We're just conducting a study. That's all. But
okay.
Will that make any difference?
It's an independent research. Okay. That's,
yeah.
So I'm just curious who's conducting the poll. Because that seems like an odd question. But
I know.
That's an odd question. But you guys just get that question, so.
Yeah, they just want to know your opinion nowadays, you know, if it makes any difference to you. If a candidate for Congress. Will that make you much more likely to support him? Somewhat less?
Do you mean,
somewhat.
Is it my opinion is they're too woke, or they say they're too woke?
No, if the candidate is too woke, if they say that the candidate, you know, is portrayed as too woke, will that make you to support that candidate for Congress much more? Somewhat less?
Okay, the portrayal, yeah.
Someone less, much less, or makes no difference to you, one way or the other?
Somewhat more.
So, someone more? Okay. And is honest and ethical, would that make you to support that candidate for
honest
Congress?
Honest and ethical.
Much more? Somewhat
honest
more?
Honest and ethical?
Yes, sir.
Much more.
Much more. And is effective and get things done? Same question. Much more?
Much
more.
More.
Okay. Fight racism and discrimination? Much more? Somewhat more? Someone less?
What was the first
less?
Word?
Fight racism,
fight?
Yeah. Fight
yeah.
Racism and discrimination. Much more, somewhat more,
much
less.
More.
And brings down prices and may cost a living more affordable. Will that make you to support that candidate much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Okay, much more. Here we go. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? What 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it not describes them well at all. Now, wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10, one number. How well do you think that describes Democrats in Congress? Any number.
Much. What's the scale again?
Zero means that does not describe the Democrats in Congress well at all. A 5 means it describes him somewhat well, and a 10 means it describes him extremely well. Wants to build black wealth.
7.
Okay, and secures the border. What number?
4.
And grows the economy. How well do you think that describes congressmen, the Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 10?
1.
Okay, and defends a democracy. What number?
8.
And looks out for people like me. How well do you think that describes Democrats in Congress? Looks out for people like me, from 0 to 10.
7.
And puts people over politics. What number?
8.
How well do you think that describes Democrats in Congress?
4.
Okay. And brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable. Same question. What number?
1.
1. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your presence on the line. Now, moving forward real quick, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, can you please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provide real relief and help working families like mine to stay afloat during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, how motivated is that statement for you to support the Democrats for Congress?
4.
Okay. And as an entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to the Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership as fastest rate in 30 years. From 0 to 10.
6.
Okay. And as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. Now, does that statement make you feel somewhat motivated? No, not at all motivated, or extremely motivated, from 0 to 10? What number?
3.
Okay. And as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise will not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and the 2.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. For 0 to 10, what number?
7.
Okay. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash release checks that came my way on the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. For 0 to 10.
5.
5. Thank you. And now moving right along, sir, I'm going to read you real quick some actions that Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Can you please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally? Now, invested in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, and invested $12 million in food assistance programs like SNAP, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs to $35 for seniors, and brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for Black Americans, sent out $1,400 cash release checks for under the American Rescue Plan, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, or cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Any of those affected you in the last 3 years? Two or three of them?
$1,400.
Okay, the $1,400.
Oh, pick two or three?
Yeah, two or three.
$1,400.
Credit card late fees, has it affect you?
No.
Okay.
No, I have that on auto pay.
Okay. Brought to unemployment rate down.
Pay the minimum.
Lower the cost of prescription drugs. Invested.
Lower the cost of prescription drugs.
Okay. Thank you. We can move right along. Now, sometimes in service like these, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Now, once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. And which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. We shall invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The second one, we shall invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. First one or second one? Comes closer.
What was the first one?
We shall invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. That's the first one. Second one, we shall invest in safety net programs that would raise Black families out of poverty. Which one comes closer to your own opinion, even if neither is exactly right?
The first one.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'm going to reach you so we can finish. So serious a statement that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. Now, for each one, can you please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. If 5 means it's neither convincing or unconvincing, and a 0, it means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress wants to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and it will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to select Democrats for Congress?
Say 8.
What number? 8? Okay. And while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. So he's the congressman. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries had voted to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of the Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that? Yes, sir?
He's the minority leader now. Okay. That makes sense. That's why I said so.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, say 9.
Okay. And every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress wants to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over $2.7 million more Black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
Eight.
Okay? And gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send out thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. For 0 to 10, how convincing? Any number.
Six.
Six, okay. And costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credit for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees for 0 to 10. How convincing is that? Yes, sir?
Say 7.
7. Thank you. Okay. And now, we just a few more questions so we can finish. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not at all motivated. 10 means that you're extremely motivated. What number?
9.
Okay. And once again, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10?
3.
Okay. And sometimes, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. And once again, it's the 2024 election for Congress were held today. For who would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided? Or you will not vote?
Democratic candidate.
And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. A 5 means somewhat well. And a 0 means it does not describe it well at all. Here's the first one. Brings down prices and make cost of living more affordable. What number?
What does the scale mean again?
How well do you think that phrase describes the Democrats in Congress right now? It brings down prices and make cost of living more affordable for 0 to 10.
1.
Okay. And wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10.
6.
Thank you. Now, to finish this up, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Very progressive.
Very progressive. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Nope.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
A Democrat? A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanent, full-time? Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
Biden.
Mr. Biden. Okay. And last year, that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? 25 to 34,000, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84,000, 85,000 to 99,000, 100,000 to 249,000, or 250,000 more? What was your total family
so
income?
So, in 2023, I lived with my ex. Do I count my ex's income?
Yeah. Whatever you reported, you know. What was your total family income? 65
well,
to 74?
Oh, you mean what did I report? What am I reporting to the IRS?
Yeah, 85
okay,
to 99,000.
Yeah, we're not filing together. Then 75 to...
284? Okay. Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me, sir. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom or never?
Never.
Great. Okay. Sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Very kind of you again, okay? Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.